From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Governor Asa Hutchinson signed into law a controversial bill that greatly expands where concealed carry license holders can bring handguns in Arkansas. KUAR's Chris Hickey has details.
Governor Hutchinson made his announcement, flanked by several Republican lawmakers and an executive with the National Rifle Association, all of whom helped shape the new law. The governor said he feels the final legislation was not perfect, but the group around him balanced the need for safety and Second Amendment rights.
It really worked out a compromise piece of legislation that is consistent with my view of how firearms should be handled in sensitive areas.
These sensitive areas will eventually include public colleges and universities, their stadiums, and public buildings like the state capitol. Bars, restaurants, and private colleges could decide whether or not to allow guns. Prison facilities, dormitories, courtrooms, and K-12 grade schools will still ban them. Hutchinson noted Arkansas first decided to issue concealed carry licenses in 1995.
History has demonstrated and experience has demonstrated that it's worked well. And so now we're moving into a new arena, a new area of change, but we're guided by the fact that while we'll have a new permit that will allow enhanced carry, it requires more training.
In order to tote guns into more public areas, Arkansans with concealed carry permits will have to undergo up to 8 additional hours of training. The Arkansas State Police will develop the training, and it will likely deal with active shooter scenarios. Here's State Police Director Colonel Bill Bryant.
We're not going to do this alone. We have to solicit assistance from our university police departments, our sheriffs, our police chiefs, our subject matter experts, the ALETA, Arkansas Law Enforcement Training Academy. It's got to be a group effort.
The state police will have 120 days upon the law's effective date, September 1st, to set training guidelines. The new concealed carry law morphed out of a bill sponsored by Republican Representative Charlie Collins of Fayetteville. It was originally intended for faculty and staff at public universities, but after passing in the House, the Senate mulled the bill over for more than a month and introduced amendments, adding and subtracting training requirements and expanding locations and who had the right to carry. Collins was involved in negotiations from the beginning and used the press conference to repeat his frequent claim that he simply intends to prevent mass shootings.
I believe what we're doing here is increasing the safety of Arkansas by deterring some of these crazy killers from choosing to go to our campuses and potentially murder people. And
throughout the legislative process, one key organization exercised its political muscle. Chris Cox, the chief lobbyist for the National Rifle Association, was on hand and told reporters the law was in line with the group's ultimate aim.
Our goal is to make sure that there are as few and ultimately no roadblocks between law-abiding people and their ability to exercise what is a fundamental right of self-defense. Now, can people lose those rights? Of course, that's called the criminal justice system.
But overall, the bill's opponents say they find little consolation in the final result. Fayetteville Democratic Representative Greg Letting says the NRA had an outsized influence.
In my opinion, the people who are going to be directly affected by this, the students, parents, athletes, law enforcement officers on our campuses, they're the ones whose opinion matter most. Unless you have a connection to campus, I don't really care what you think because you're not going to be affected. And the people who are on our campuses made it abundantly clear, crystal clear, that they oppose this.
And even with training requirements likely to be implemented months after the law goes into effect September 1st, Letting worries Arkansans may start carrying firearms into the new locations immediately.
People don't always understand those kinds of dates and guidelines. There might be people out there who heard that this was signed into law and start carrying on campus today.
Chris Hickey, KUAR News.